In the lectionary suggestions and reading, we've been in the book of Exodus for the last couple weeks. And we continue in the book of Exodus today, Exodus chapter 33, and we'll pick up the story in verse 12 through the end of the chapter. Now, the subtitle of this particular part is entitled, Moses Sees the Lord's Glory. Hear God's word, verse 12. Moses said to the Lord, "You've been telling me, take these people up to the promised land, but you haven't told me whom you will send with me. You call me by name and tell me I have favor with you. Please, if this is really so, show me your intention so that I will understand you more fully and do exactly what you want me to do. Besides, don't forget that this nation is your very own people." And the Lord replied, "I will personally go with you, Moses. I will give you rest. Everything will be fine for you." Then Moses said, "If you don't go with us personally, don't let us move a step from this place. If you don't go with us, how will anyone ever know that your people and I have found favor with you? How else will they know that we are special and distinct from all other people on the earth?" And the Lord replied to Moses, "I will indeed do what you have asked, for I have found favor with me, and you are my friend." Then Moses had one more request. "Please, let me see your glorious presence," he said. The Lord replied, "I will make all my goodness pass before you, and I will call out my name, the Lord, to you. I will show you kindness to anyone I chose, and I will show mercy to anyone I choose. But you may not look directly at my face, for no one may see me and live." The Lord continued, "Stand here on this rock beside me as my glorious presence passes by you, and I will put you in the cleft of the rock and cover you with my hand until I have passed. Then I will remove my hand and you will see me from behind, but my face will not be seen." May God add the blessings of hearing and the reading of Exodus chapter 33. Well, we're glad that you're listening online. We really enjoy bringing you these services. And for your own personal Bible study, you know, there's four or five other little suggestions on scriptures on this week's lectionary. So have a good day. Hope and pray we'll see you in church sometime soon. We're meeting at 11 o'clock every Sunday morning, following the guidelines. And, you know, as I said, it's safer to come to church than it is to go to Walmart. You say, "Why that, preacher?" Well, we have less people than Walmart, and we follow the same guidelines. Hope and pray to see you soon. God bless.